About you guys, but I sure need the meditation this morning. And it's good to do it with all of you. Let me just mention as we go into the meditation that inevitably, I think there's a lot of thoughts and I'm reminded too, who was it who said that most people, when they're thinking, they're not really thinking, they're judging, right? There's going to be plenty of time for that. But what I encourage everyone to do, and I'll be trying to do it myself, is to get more in the feeling level, to keep more in the feeling level, not pushing the feelings away, but also not identifying with them, holding on to them, but just feeling, because I think a lot of us have very even if we weren't totally surprised, there's still quite a shock. So let's acknowledge that in our meditation, rather than resistant. Feel without attachment. Anyway, I think you all know that, but sometimes it's worth reminding. Okay, as usual, it'll be 35 minutes. We have a few more people this morning than usual. I wonder why. What shall we talk about? What about the weather? Actually, the metaphor is almost too perfect. 2 days ago, it was like summer. We had a bit cool, but sunny yesterday, overcast, and last night, it turned into winter. As if it's telling us something. I'm not going to pretend I have any real words of wisdom to offer this morning. What I'd like to do is just share a few thoughts and then kind of open things up. Maybe get a bit of a discussion going here. I'm reminded of a couple Zen stories. I mean, that's my own practice tradition, but the one that leaps out at me, and I don't remember the teacher any details, but student asks the master, what should we do when difficult times come? What should we do when difficult times come? And the master replies, welcome. Embrace them. Welcome. That's not to say that we're happy when difficult times come, but it's also interesting just in terms of our not only in terms of our own practice, but in terms of sort of the meaning of our lives, right? It's like for sure embracing difficult times, often those are the times when we plunge most deeply into our practice, but also in terms of kind of focusing our lives too. It really feels more and more as these crises add up. I think the good side of it is they can really help cut through the bullshit of our lives and really ask, you know, what's the meaning? What's important? What do I really want to focus on in my brief time here? The other thing that I think is really important, well, one of several things, you know, this emphasis on don't know mind, another Zen story, right? Something very much emphasized. That there are a number of different Zen stories, koans about it, but basically, yeah, not being too quick. In this situation, you know, it's easy sort of trying to grasp onto particular ways of understanding that are going to explain, and also judging in the sense of finding the problems. Okay, but let's be careful about that and sort of acknowledging we don't know. In particular, I'm not thinking about what happened, but what's going to happen. We don't know. We really don't know how to it's going to play out. And I think it's important not to get caught in kind of a doom scrolling, fear-mongering mind, which is very, very important. This situation we're going into now, politically, adding to all the other economic and ecological issues. I mean, again, it is a huge prompt for being aware and focusing our energies, right? I think there will be plenty of time for the blame game in the sense of, you know, what went wrong and how things might have been different. But as I mentioned before we sat, let's be careful here. Who was it who said, most people, when they think, they're not really thinking, they're judging. So let's be a little bit careful there about, you know, seizing, because inevitably in a situation when we're feeling, I think a lot of us, a great deal of anxiety, the tendency to sort of grasp onto something is so strong. It seemed to me for a long time that our economic system is broken in terms of the way that it has worked extremely well for a few billionaires. We seem to be getting our own oligarchs, and the fact that for most people in the US and around, you know, people say the economy is in great shape. Well, no, for most people it's not. People are struggling to get by given the inflation that we've had. And anyway, I think the economy was a big issue, but I think what this election shows is that the whole political system too is not working. It's interesting. Trump won this time, he lost last time. I think we're in a situation where the many people. There are many crises, many interacting crises, economic, technological, ecological. And what I think is going to happen for a while, it's like people are going to vote out whoever is in because they haven't solved the problem, and no one's going to solve the problem. And we're going to get this cycle of whoever is incumbent is to blame for whatever's happening, and the situation is difficult, and so they will tend to be thrown out. But the biggest thing here, the Trump campaign was focused on fear, and I think this election is a victory for fear. And I think that's the hugest challenge for us all, right? There's so much fear, and there's plenty of things we can be afraid of, but the question is, is that the kind of life that we want to live, right? Buddhism talks about the three poisons that make this world samsara. And I think in addition to those, maybe as a supplement, I think somehow we have to add this fear, that there's a huge amount of fear, anxiety, and to some extent it can even become kind of free floating, and then people are going to find ways to sort of manipulate it and try to explain why we should be afraid and what we should do about it. But I guess what I'm trying to say is for a lot of this, this crucial issue is fear versus what? Well, we know fear versus love. And we're going to have to find ways to not get trapped in the fear of, oh my God, horrible, horrible, but act out of love. You know, when I think ecologically too, you just think about the earth. Is our response ecologically with things like climate change, is that motivated by fear or love? What's that quotation I came across recently, right? The world doesn't want to be saved, it wants to be loved. That's how you save it. And I guess that my feeling for the situation we're in now is very much where are we going to be? Where are we going to be on this spectrum, right? Right. We do need to ask ourselves both individually and collectively, you know, where does the fear come from? And what does it mean to act out of love? Because that's the final comment I have, or next to final one. This other Zen story that I think is so powerful, right? The fruit of our practice. Student asked the master, I think it's Yuan Men, you know, what's the fruit of our practice? And Yuan Men said, responding appropriately. Not about transcending this world, it's about responding appropriately. And that's the big issue that I think we're fundamentally challenged. You know, how do we respond appropriately? And two essential aspects to that, I think, are number one, make sure we're responding out of love rather than fear. And of course, love can be protecting, but so it's not it's not always that simple. But the fundamentals has to be love. Love for each other, love for our society, our nation, our world, the, you know, even for people that we might think are deluded. And the other thing that this highlights, given the pretty significant challenges we face, is, you know, this fundamental Buddhist teaching, which I think is essential to the path that we're all being asked to follow now, the Bodhisattva path, non-attachment to results, right? We're going to have to figure out the best way to respond here, being motivated by love rather than getting caught up in the act of doing that. We're going to have to do the best we can, not knowing what the consequences will be. My sense is that at this particular point in time, what Chomsky has said, you know, this is the most dangerous time in human history. I think we're all called upon to do that. We're all called upon to figure out for ourselves how to do that, and also to figure out collectively, because clearly what we can do individually is going to be limited. It's also a call, I think, for stronger sanghas, stronger communities, so that we can respond collectively, because that's going to be necessary. And of course, that's all very vague and may not be very specific, but I think those are fundamental principles that we need to keep in mind as we digest what happened and as we decide the best way forward for us. So. That's what I have to say.